Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of May, 2023. Starting in Europe today, Russia has said that it has forced fighters back into Ukraine, who had crossed into the Belgorod region. Russian anti-government groups that are based in Ukraine claimed responsibility for attacks in the Belgorod region, in which they captured a few villages. However, Russia has blamed Ukrainian terrorists for the attacks. The Liberty of Russia Legion released a video yesterday saying that they want their children to grow up in peace, but that is not possible in Putin's Russia. It is not clear if the fighters are still in Russia or if they have retreated back to Ukraine. In the city of Belgorod, which is 60 kilometers from Ukraine, there was an explosion at the headquarters of the FSB, Russia's security service. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky visited soldiers in the Donetsk region yesterday, where most of the heaviest fighting has taken place in the last few months. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said yesterday that training of Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 jets has already started in Poland. Across Europe, there were various climate change demonstrations yesterday. In the United Kingdom, protesters disrupted a meeting of the oil company Shell. In Switzerland, protesters broke onto the runway of Geneva Airport, disrupting air traffic. In Italy, protesters covered themselves in mud in front of the Senate in Rome, in reference to the recent floods and landslides which affected northern Italy. On Sunday, protesters turned the famous Trevi Fountain black to protest against fossil fuels. Asia. In India, people are trying to use or change their 2,000 rupee notes, which are being removed from circulation because of a lack of use in transactions and a lack of security, Khadija Tahir reports.
People in India are using 2,000 rupee notes, which will soon expire, to buy things from shops to avoid the need to exchange or deposit them at banks. The Indian Central Bank announced recently that the 2,000 rupee note will be withdrawn ahead of the 2024 general election, when cash usage typically increases. While some shops have accepted the 2,000 rupee notes to boost sales, others are reluctant due to the hassle of depositing them.
In Taiwan, an 18-year-old man who had recently inherited around $16 million was found dead after falling from a building just 2 hours after marrying a man, according to local media. The mother of the 18-year-old student said that her son was not gay and that he had only met the man that he had married twice. The mother's lawyers suggest that the young man was tricked and murdered. Africa. In Sudan, there have been some reports of continued fighting despite a 7-day ceasefire starting on Monday. Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces both signed the agreement, However, there have been reports of guns firing in some places and bombardments in the east of Khartoum. In Ethiopia's northern Tigray region, there were protests yesterday against the presence of soldiers from the Amhara state and from Eritrea. After 2 years of civil war, a ceasefire was signed between Tigrayan forces and the Ethiopian government in November, and fighting has mostly stopped since then. However, thousands of people demonstrated yesterday to say that soldiers from outside of Tigray have remained in Tigray. Americas. In Guyana, at least 19 children have been killed in a fire at a school. Guyana's head of national security, Jerry Gouveia, said that President Irfan Ali would visit the parents.
It's a day for mourning for all of us, for this country. Every man, woman and child, and certainly every parent, their heart will go to the parents of those children. And I know today the president is going to visit those parents, meet with the people, see what is it that we could do.
In the United States, social media app TikTok is suing the state of Montana because of Montana's ban on the app, the first state to ban TikTok. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte said that the ban was to protect people's data from the Chinese Communist Party. TikTok says that the ban is unconstitutional and that it would never give data to the Chinese government. In a separate case, 5 TikTok users are also challenging the ban. In Canada, forest fires are burning in the western province of Alberta, and some roads have been closed. Rain is expected to improve the situation today. And in Argentina, paleontologists say that a fossil discovered in 2018 is from a newly discovered species of dinosaur. Scientists are calling the species Chucharosaurus diripienda and say it would have been a herbivore, which was about 30 meters long, making it one of the biggest creatures to have ever existed. That's your world news in 7 minutes. A big thank you to our newest supporters, Tim in Luxembourg, Marco in Italy, and teacher Pierce and his students in Germany. You can become a supporter and have access to the transcripts of every episode at send7.org. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Tomorrow you will be with Namitha Raghunath. Have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.